The Bloomington City Council will review the procedures for the use of the police department's armored vehicle during their meeting tonight. The procedures were approved last night in a Board of Public Safety meeting. The $250,000 armored vehicle purchase has drawn intense scrutiny from Bloomington residents who worry about the militarization of local police forces. In the past, the city has used a bank truck to convey members of its critical incident response, or CERT team. According to the Bloomington Police Department, this CERT team is used in high-risk situations when a firearm is likely to be present or people may be in danger. Bloomington Police Chief Mike Dykoff and CERT Commander Scott Oldham have cited the prevalence of high-powered rifles as a justification for the purchase. According to Dykoff, bank truck armor cannot withstand 5.56 or 7.62 rifle round, two prevalent types of rifle ammunition. Furthermore, the police department has cited incidents where the CERT team has been delayed in hostage situations while waiting for an armored car from Indianapolis, including the fatal hostage situation that occurred on Bluebird Lane in 2000. Last month, Mayor John Hamilton announced the city will be continuing with purchase, which local activists, including members from Bloomington Black Lives Matter, had asked the city to put on hold. Tonight, the City Council will vote on whether or not to approve the Board of Public Safety's recommendations and guidelines for how the vehicle can be used. Councilman Steve Volin, who represents downtown Bloomington, says he's concerned with the department's forced entry policies, and he will bring it up at tonight's meeting.
They have an internal document they've been using for maybe 20 years now that's gone through evolution that, you know, helps them decide how and when to use force to enter a building. It's not always, doesn't always involve the critical incident response team. So as a part of the deliberations, they, you know, have been circulating that document. I took a look at it and I said, okay, I can see that there are some terms here that are ambiguous. And so I penned a memo to that effect to the department. They responded to my concerns pretty thoroughly. I still think that they should be more specific in the language they use in documents like that. But, you know, it is an internal document, and they're a little concerned about, operational security. So I think that we're going to talk about this stuff tonight. I don't know quite how the discussion's going to go.
Chief Dykoff, Commander Oldham, and activists from Bloomington's Black Lives Matter are expected to attend the City Council meeting tonight. The meeting takes place in the Common Council Chambers of City Hall at 6:30 p.m.